welcome to Watching the Covers Flow, the podcast about covers of and by Bob Dylan. I'm your host, Ray Padgett. I write the newsletter Flagging Down the Double E's, all about Dylan in concert, and wrote the book Pledging My Time, Conversations with Bob Dylan Band Members. I also run the cover songs site Cover Me, so this podcast unites my two passions, covers and Bob Dylan music, and every episode will be either covers of Bob Dylan songs or covers of other songs by Bob Dylan. Each episode will have a topic or theme and, of course, a whole lot of music, as well as some info from me about each song. We will also publish show playlists on most popular streaming services. So if you want to listen to the full songs, you can look in the show notes to find the playlists. Welcome to Watching the Covers Flow. This is Ray. Today, we're going to continue our look at Dylan in the 1980s by hearing some covers of the Superest group of the late 80s, arguably the Superest group of all time. No offense to Super Heavy. That is, of course, the Traveling Wilburys, Harrison Petty, Orbison, Lynn, and, of course, Bob Dylan. It struck me digging up covers for this episode that, as super as they were, they did not actually have that many hits. Only two songs troubled the main chart here in the United States, and neither of them got all that high. Those songs were the first two singles, Handle With Care and The End of the Line. And if you look at Spotify plays now, those are by far the only two getting a ton of plays. As a result, there are fewer covers than you might think. I had to dig fairly deep to find 10 killer covers of the Traveling Wilburys, and I did have to repeat a couple songs, which normally I don't like to do, but there just aren't 10 Traveling Wilburys songs with great covers of them. First up is one of those songs we're going to hear a couple versions of today. It is the most Dylan-esque of all the Traveling Wilburys Dylan songs. It is his Springsteen pastiche, Tweeter and the Monkey Man. Sadly, neither of the covers we're going to hear come from the man himself. Bruce Springsteen has not yet covered it, although there's still time, Bruce. Until that day comes, this is a Canadian punk band called Headstones. They recorded a cover of the song for their 1993 debut album, Picture of Health. They even released it as a single, and it became a minor radio hit in Canada, which is more of a hit than the Traveling Wilburys' own version became. They changed a few lyrics here and there, setting the scene in Canada. You'll hear a Kingston reference, perhaps, although the rest of it still takes place in Jersey, so I'm not quite sure how the geography works there. They also shaved 2 minutes off the runtime, partly by combining some verses, but mostly by playing it a whole lot faster. Here's Headstones. The undercover cop never liked the Monkey Man. Even back in high school, wanted to see him in the can. Jen got married at 14 to a racketeer named Bill. Made secret plans for the Monkey Man from the mansion on the hill. Was out on Thunder Road. Tweeter and the Monkey Man is one of the songs we're going to hear two versions of today. The other is Handle With Care. That was the group's biggest hit at the time and remains its most covered song today. So the first of a couple versions we're going to hear is by Jenny Lewis. She is best known for her work with beloved indie rock band Rilo Kiley, but this version comes from the first time she went solo. Well, it was sort of solo. She did an album combining forces with the singing duo The Watson Twins. This song is a good choice for a group like that because they can trade off lead vocals, just like the Wilburys themselves do on the original. If you're wondering, one of the Watson twins, I think, is the one who handles Dylan's unmistakable vocal part on the bridge.
Been beat up and battered around. Handle me with care. situation's tolerable. Baby, you're adorable. Handle me with care. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care?
Everybody got somebody.
This next version of End of the Line is doubly surprising, not just because I never expected to hear Dr. John covering the Traveling Wilburys, alongside Aaron Neville no less, but because this version of End of the Line came out as the lead single on a new Dr. John album announced 3 years after Dr. John died. Now, the album had been recorded before his death, but then after his passing, as sometimes happens, unfortunately, there was some sort of legal dispute between his label wanting one thing and his estate wanting something else and blah, 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 that delayed things. It also changed the song, unfortunately. The original recording of this featured not just Aaron Neville, but also Ricky Lee Jones, too, on guest vocals. But due to some sort of record label dispute after the good doctor's death, Ricky Lee Jones's part had to be taken out, and Nashville singer Katie Pruitt replaced her. Pruitt does a great job, and I still love this song, but I do wish we could hear the Ricky Lee Jones-assisted version. Until then, this is Dr. John, Aaron Neville, and Katie Pruitt, End of the Line. Just a quick reminder, there is a Watching the Covers Flow playlist with full versions of all or most of these songs available on most major streaming services. Find the link in the show notes. When I was writing my book on Leonard Cohen covers, I found an old interview of Leonard's where he was talking about how he especially appreciated covers of his songs that had been translated into other languages, for helping to bring his words to people who maybe did not speak English. Ever since then, I've had a special fondness for covers that translate lyrics into a different language, and here is one of those. This translates the lyrics of the song Congratulations into Czech. The artists doing so are named Peter Rezek and Karl Wagner. I will not even try to pronounce the new title of the song. It includes a lot of consonants and a lot of weird little symbols above the vowels. But it's great. It's fun to hear these lyrics in Czech. There's also actually a version of this song by Ariel Kleiner that translates the same song into Hebrew. But that version includes a children's choir belting out of tune. So I give this one the edge, even if the backing track is a little muzak-y. Admittedly, I bet I'm willing to overlook that just to hear Traveling Wilbury songs sung in Czech.
Jak ty to děláš,
že věčně si má.
Jak ty to děláš,
že národ má tě rád. Došel ti den,
jak ty to děláš,
jak Franta Ringo Čech.
Když playboy star nechce tohle ztrácet glas,
ať šadnem jen duch, když zůstal par excellence.
When I first started thinking about this episode, I had the idea of featuring only covers of songs that Bob Dylan himself originally sang in the Traveling Wilburys. I quickly had to jettison that because, as I mentioned up top, there simply aren't that many Traveling Wilburys songs that I can be so picky. So here's a song that Roy Orbison sang. It is Rattled. And because Roy sang it originally, it makes a lot of sense, done in this sort of country rockabilly style of the Brooklyn duo The Sweetback Sisters. This came out on 2011 album of theirs that also featured songs by Patsy Cline and some originals. And of this batch I'm playing today, maybe half of them I knew already and half I discovered through planning this episode. And of those, this is probably my favorite. So here's the Sweetback Sisters doing Rattled.
I get a rattle every time we meet. There's something wrong with you, baby, baby, baby. This is out of my control. Looks like nothing's wrong, but deep down in my soul, I get twisted, I get shaken.
Let me read for you the Bandcamp bio of the next artist I'm about to play. Killing the Day is an unacclaimed rock band from New York that has worked its way up from nothing to a state of extreme obscurity. Well, if that's true, and I suppose it is, they're probably not going to hit the big time by covering Traveling Wilburys album cuts. That being said, I really dig their garage rock distorted psych vibe on If You Belonged to Me. This next cover is by Adrian Belew. Yes, that Adrian Belew, most famous from King Crimson and the weirdo guitarist for bands like Nine Inch Nails, David Bowie, Frank Zappa, Talking Heads. He did Not Alone Anymore on his 1990 album Young Lions, performed as a tribute to Roy Orbison, who had recently passed. Bowie himself actually appears on several songs on that album. Unfortunately, Not Alone Anymore is not among them. The song in Belew's hands is probably maybe less weird than you might expect or hope, but it is very pretty and a lovely tribute to the recently departed Roy.
Oh,
Next up, we've got the first repeat song of the bunch. This is another version of the Wilburys' biggest hit, Handle With Care. This one comes from Shai Halperin, who performed it under the name Sweet Lights. Halperin was a regular Daniel Johnston collaborator, and on this version, he slows it way down, makes it ethereal and spooky and spacey. Quite a contrast from the upbeat, peppy harmonies of Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins we heard earlier. So here is Sweet Lights with Handle With Care. Just a quick reminder, there is a Watching the Covers Flow playlist with full versions of all or most of these songs available on most major streaming services. Find the link in the show notes. We're going to do something a little different for our final two songs. These aren't exactly covers in the strictest sense, but I think they're both phenomenal. These are times that other Traveling Wilburys have sung Traveling Wilburys songs that on the albums Bob Dylan originally sang. So they're kind of a nod from one Traveling Wilbury to the other. This first one is a song I actually saw performed in person, this very recording you're about to hear. I was lucky enough years ago to see Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers at the Beacon Theater, and the conceit of that show was that they would only do deep cuts, album cuts, obscure cuts. They ended up doing a few hits in the encore, but one of the obscure album cuts they did earlier in the show was Tweeter and the Monkey Man. Of course, Tom Petty did not sing Tweeter and the Monkey Man in the Traveling Wilburys. That is famously a Bob Dylan song. But it was a real treat to hear Tom take over the lead vocals for this rip-roaring version of one of Dylan's best Wilbury songs. So here's Tom Petty live at the Beacon Theater doing Tweeter and the Monkey Man.
Stayed up all night selling cocaine and hash to an undercover cop who had a sister named Jan. For reasons unexplained, she loved the Monkey Man. That Tweeter was a Boy Scout, or she went to Vietnam and found out the hard way nobody gives a damn. They knew that they'd find freedom across the Jersey line. They hopped into a stolen car, took Highway 99. Walls came down, all the way to hell. Never saw them when they're standing, never saw them when they fell. For the undercover cop, he never liked the Monkey Man. Even back in childhood, he wanted to see him in the can. Jan made it 14 to a racketeer named Bill. She made secret calls to the Monkey Man from a mansion on the hill. It was out on Thunder Road, Tweeter at the wheel. They crashed into paradise, you could hear them tires squeal. And the undercover cop pulled up, said every one of you's a liar. If you don't surrender now, it's gonna go down to the wire. And the walls came down, saw them when they fell. An ambulance rode behind. Tweeter took his gun away and messed up his mind. The undercover cop was left tied up to a tree near the souvenir stand by the old abandoned factory. Next day, the undercover cop was hot in pursuit. He was taking the whole thing personal. He didn't care about the loot. Janet told him many times, it was you to me who taught. In Jersey, anything's legal as long as you don't get caught. And the walls came down all the way to hell. Never saw them when they're standing, never saw them when they fell. Cornered them, said, boy, you didn't think this could last. Jan jumped out of bed, said, there's somewhere I gotta go. She took a gun out of the drawer, said, it's best that you don't know. The undercover cop was found face down in a field. The monkey man was on the river bridge using Tweeter as a shield. Jan said to the monkey man, I'm not fooled by Tweeter's curl. And knew him long before he ever became a Jersey girl. And the walls came down all the way to hell. Never saw them when they're standing, never saw them when they fell. Jersey City is quieting down again. I'm sitting in a gambling club called the Lion's Den. And the TV set was blown up, every bit of it is gone. Ever since the nightly news show that the Monkey Man was on. I guess I'll go and flutter, I'll give myself some sun. There ain't no more opportunity here, everything's been done. Sometimes I think of Twitter, sometimes I think of Jim. Sometimes I don't think about nothing but the Monkey Man. And the walls came down all the way to hell. Never saw them when they're standing, never saw them when they fell. And the walls came down.
Final song, we travel to London to VH1 Studios in 1997. George Harrison has come in for a quick chat, but it would turn out to be his final public performance ever before his death a few years later. Just armed with an acoustic guitar and Ravi Shankar sitting next to him, he did a couple songs, All Things Must Pass, and he wrote a new song that would be on his posthumous album Brainwashed, and a cover of sorts of a song one of his Traveling Wilburys bandmates had sung in the band, If You Belonged to Me. It's a beautiful performance on its own, and especially knowing that this was one of the final times anyone would ever hear him makes it extra moving. So we'll go out on George Harrison covering Bob Dylan's Traveling Wilburys song, If You Belonged to Me.
They're waltzing around the room tonight in someone else's clothes. You're always coming out of things, smelling like a rose. Hang your head and your heart is filled with so much misery, but you'd be happy as you could be if you belonged to me. Will you say let's go to the rodeo and see some cowboy fall? Sometimes it seems to me you have no sympathy at all. And your head and your heart is filled with so much misery, but you'd be happy as you could be if you belonged to me. And it ain't easy to get to you, but there must be some kind of a way. If only to connect with you for one moment of each day. You say that you're all washed up, got nothing else to give. Seems like we never figured out how long you got to live. But you could feel like a baby again, sitting on your daddy's knee. And you'd be happy as you could be if you belonged to me.
That's it for this episode of Watching the Covers Flow. I'm Ray Padgett. If you want more from me, you can find my writing on Dylan concerts at flaggingdown.com. And we'll be back soon with more Dylan covers. Thanks for listening.
Did you know we have a full podcast series that walks through Bob Dylan's entire professional career? It's great for newer fans or anyone who wants to take a thoughtful tour through the last 60 years of Dylan. It's called A Bob Dylan Primer. And it's a 16-part serial. Find it at fmpods.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts.